6.7a, Advantages and Disadvantages of Natural Resources. After this lesson, you will be able to research and discuss the advantages and disadvantages of using coal, oil, natural gas, nuclear power, biomass, wind, hydropower, geothermal, and solar resources. Natural resources are materials found in nature and are not human-made. Fossil fuels, wind, water, heat from the sun, and heat from under Earth's surface are all natural resources used for energy. Let's take a deeper look at each. We use energy every day. Where does this energy come from? It comes from natural resources that are converted to electricity we use to power our homes, fuel our cars, and charge our electronic devices. There are two types of natural resources, non-renewable and renewable. Non-renewable energy resources include coal, oil, natural gas, and nuclear. They are limited resources that are used faster than they can be replaced. Coal is a fossil fuel created from ancient plants and trees that were pressurized and heated over millions of years. Like all fossil fuels, it's a non-renewable, limited resource. Coal is extracted through mining, which is harmful to the environment, increases soil erosion, and is dangerous for workers. Mining runoff also pollutes the water. Burning coal creates air pollution and produces carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas that traps heat in the atmosphere and causes climate change. Despite those disadvantages, there are some advantages to using coal. Since it's the most abundant fossil fuel, it's readily available and rather inexpensive. It's also easy to burn and produces a high amount of energy. Oil and natural gas are non-renewable fossil fuels created from decomposed, small ancient organisms buried deep in the ground under conditions of high pressure and heat. They are extracted through drilling and pumping. After extraction, crude oil is sent to a refinery where it's made into petroleum products. Oil refineries and gas processing plants emit toxic gases which cause air pollution. Oil spills cause water pollution and environmental damage. Both oil and natural gas are used for heat to produce electricity. Advantages of using these include they are both readily available, easy to transport, and have high energy density, meaning they produce a great amount of energy. Although it still emits greenhouse gases, natural gas burns cleaner and releases fewer toxins than other fossil fuels, and it's more affordable for consumers. One of the biggest dangers of natural gas is that it's highly combustible. Leaks often lead to explosions. Another disadvantage is that it's difficult to harness and expensive to store. Did you know natural gas is colorless, odorless, and tasteless? Because of this, gas companies add a rotten egg odor to help detect leaks. Nuclear power generates energy through the splitting of uranium atoms that release heat energy. Uranium is a non-renewable limited resource. In a nuclear reactor, heat changes water to steam, which turns turbine blades to generate electricity. Nuclear power generates large amounts of carbon-free electricity, meaning it doesn't emit toxic byproducts. Although the construction of power plants is expensive, generating nuclear energy is fairly inexpensive. Nuclear power is considered a clean energy source, but uranium mining destroys ecosystem and pollutes water. Transportation, storage, and disposal of nuclear waste is difficult, expensive, and dangerous. Nuclear waste remains radioactive for thousands of years, and accidents result in death and long-term environmental damage. Renewable energy uses the sun, wind, water, and waste, resources that are virtually inexhaustible. Renewable energy is known as clean, green, or alternative energy because they are an alternative to fossil fuels. Increasing clean energy usage will decrease fossil fuel-based energy use and cut greenhouse gas emissions. Two types of renewable energy are dependent upon the sun, solar and wind. Cells on solar panels collect and convert energy from sunlight into usable energy. Wind, which is created as the sun warms Earth's surface, turns blades on turbines to generate electricity. There are several advantages to these two forms of energy. Neither emit greenhouse gases. They are readily available, are low maintenance, and will always be around. A major disadvantage of solar energy is that sunlight depends on the weather, season, and time of day. Also, large areas are needed to collect a useful amount of energy, and equipment and setup can be costly. There are some drawbacks to wind energy. Most wind farms are located in remote areas, not in cities where more energy is needed. Transmission lines are needed to supply larger areas with electricity. Also, many turbines are needed to generate a substantial amount of electricity. Wind turbines may contribute to noise pollution, bird deaths, and disturb the beauty of the natural landscape. Hydropower is electricity generated from flowing water whose energy spins turbines. The advantages of hydropower are that water is readily available and it's a clean energy source. When hydropower plants are built, water reservoirs create public recreation areas and dams help with flood control. Other than the cost of construction, hydropower is relatively inexpensive. One disadvantage is the environmental impact. Natural water flow may be diverted, damaging wildlife habitats. In some areas, animals have limited access to water and fish migration is impacted. Also, most suitable sites for dams have already been taken. Geo means earth and thermal means heat. Geothermal energy is heat from Earth's interior, found in reservoirs located underground near tectonic plates. To harness this energy, deep wells are drilled. Then hot steam and water are pumped to a turbine which turns to create electricity. Geothermal energy doesn't emit greenhouse gases, is renewable, and doesn't fluctuate with weather. New technologies are being studied to capture and convert more of this natural resource. Deep drilling releases greenhouse gases stored under Earth's surface, and there's concern drilling could increase earthquakes. Finding geothermal sources and drilling them is expensive. Geothermal resources may not be available everywhere, another drawback. The prefix bio means life. Biomass is renewable organic material that comes from plants and animals. It has been used since man learned how to burn wood to cook food and keep warm. Other sources include food crops, grassy and woody plants, oil-rich algae, and even animal waste. When biomass is burned, chemical energy is released as heat energy that's transformed into electricity using a steam turbine. Since biomass is created from materials that would normally be discarded, it's readily available, shouldn't run out, and is inexpensive. It also reduces waste that ends up in landfills. Converting biomass to energy does not create additional carbon gases. However, methane and other pollutants are released during burning. In fact, biomass created from forests produce higher carbon emissions than fossil fuels, and using wood leads to deforestation. Harvesting, transporting, and storing biomass requires a great deal of space. Construction of these sites is expensive, and burning biomass sometimes uses more energy than it creates. Now let's review. There are two types of natural resources, renewable and non-renewable. Non-renewable resources are limited and are used faster than they can be replaced. Energy from non-renewable resources relies on fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas. They produce a great amount of energy and are easy to find, but contribute to pollution and climate change. Eventually, non-renewable resources will be depleted, so alternative energy is needed. Nuclear power doesn't emit greenhouse gases, but does rely on a limited resource. Nuclear waste remains dangerous for thousands of years. Renewable resources are readily available and are replaced at a faster rate than they're used. This energy is created from the sun, wind, water, waste, and from heat inside the earth. Even though some types of renewable energy rely on the weather and aren't as efficient as fossil fuels, they're less harmful for the planet. Who knew that learning about energy sources could be so exhausting? Now you've learned to research and discuss the advantages and disadvantages of using coal, oil, natural gas, nuclear power, biomass, wind, hydropower, geothermal, and solar resources. 6.7a, Advantages and Disadvantages of Natural Resources.